One thing I love about our business is that a couple of years ago, we stopped talking about income goals and we started talking about giving goals. Now we're talking about sustainable giving goals. How do we give in a sustainable manner so that the nonprofits that we support, we get to continue to support and add to it? Welcome to the Investing with Purpose podcast, where we discuss investing for generational wealth creation and how that intersects with the purpose of your life. We're going to give actionable steps to investing from our experience buying hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate and also hearing from other amazing entrepreneurs that use the fruits of their business to give back and make an impact. Let's get to it. All right. Investing with Purpose Nation, thanks for joining me again. Happy Thanksgiving. It's last week was Thanksgiving. We had to spend some time with family. I hope you had a great time with your family and friends and got to wind down a little bit. Kids were off from school, so that's always fun to spend some extra time with them. We did a little golf clinic with the girls. It was a lot of fun. Lots to be grateful for this year. Lots to be grateful for in general, just being here in the United States, right? We have arguably one of the best run, best opportunistic societies in the world. And we're just grateful to have been born here for such a time as this. Grateful for the business, grateful for my family, grateful for so much this year. And as we're winding down the year, there's two schools of thought on this, right? There's stay in fifth gear and run hard to the finish line. There's the kind of sit back and relax and the year's over and let's start planning for next year. And then there's a combination of both, which is kind of what we are doing. So we've been working on this fund and fund documentation for a long time. I think we've been talking about this over the last couple of months. And so it's a difficult process to start a fund like this. And you learn a lot throughout the process, but finally got all the paperwork done, bringing investors into the fund. And we have two deals that we're still going to close out by the end of this year, which is an 84 unit in Columbus, Ohio, and then a, wait for it, 984 unit in Brandon, which is just outside of Tampa, Florida. And that's a super exciting deal because it's a $257 million project. So by far the largest one that we'll be participating in, and there are more of those on the horizon. I have another big closing coming up next quarter of next year. So two things that we're going to be doing. First, grateful for these sponsors that are bringing us this type of deal flow in this market. It's a difficult market to find deals in. Our relationships keep the pipeline full. And we're grateful for those folks that allow us to partner with them, trust us in deploying capital and bringing our investors into these deals. And so we're super grateful, super excited about that. That being said, a lot of work to do. Right? Still got to bring in all this capital for these deals and get ready for the next year and throw a killer Christmas party for our people. So there's a couple of really good things going on. So what do we do towards the end of the year like this? Once Thanksgiving hits, we do a couple of things, and I'd love to share it with you about what I personally do and what the team personally does. Is number one, we start to do a year look back, right? We like to do a full year. What went right? What went wrong? What will we do different next year? So that we are analyzing our experiences. John Maxwell says it's not experience that's the greatest teacher, evaluated experience is. And if you don't take the time to evaluate an experience, a lot of that wisdom is lost. So I encourage you guys, even when you're going through a pain point in life or going through something that happened that was really positive, to take the 10 minutes. Sit back, relax, look back at it and say, what went right? What went wrong? What will we do different next time? What did I learn from this? What are the key takeaways from this? And write those things down. We're starting to create some Evernotes and things like that where we're just writing down the biggest takeaways. I have a good buddy of mine who at the end of every year, he goes back and he updates this list, but it's basically these life lessons that he has. When to be on the lookout for recessions and how to help his marriage and just all these life lessons, right? Like, so we like to do that. We like to have a year look back beginning just about now, just about in the beginning of December, end of November, to start looking back and analyzing, okay, what happened and how'd it go? And then we start mapping out the plan for next year, meaning are there new hires? What are the acquisition targets? What are the SWOT assessments that we need to do, right? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. What, like interest rate volatility right now would be considered both an opportunity and a threat to us. Meaning, it can threaten a deal that you do because you're not refinancing or you don't know where you're going to refinance when you do a deal. It also creates an opportunity because other people that got into deals 2 years ago that now can't refinance out are either going to need to recapitalize that deal, meaning we can come in and recapitalize that deal as partners, or they're going to have to sell it. And that'll create some opportunities. So we're excited about this environment. We know that being cashed up and having money in the fund and being able to execute on opportunistic type of deals is going to really help the fund produce outsized returns over the next couple of years. Also have to be careful, right? You got to watch out for those threats. So that's what we're going to be doing. So we have these two deals closing. We're looking forward to next year. What does that look like? What are the quarterly rocks? What are the annualized goals? And then that breaks out into weekly scorecards. Also really exciting this week, we hired our full-time analyst and asset manager, Dylan. Dylan comes to us with a long history of real estate investment experience from some really large institutional firms around the world. And we're excited to have him on the team and what he's going to be able to produce in terms of helping us underwrite appropriately, swiftly, see deals, see opportunities, and be able to execute on the top deals in the market. We have more deals than we can execute on, so we need to cherry pick those best deals to make sure that we're doing the best that we can for the fund. So that's what we're doing. It's executing these two deals. It's looking back over the past year, and then it's looking forward as to what we're going to be doing in the next 12 months. So how do you do that, right? So what we always look at is a one-year target, and that is both acquisitions and revenue. If you're a business owner, you know, you can do this, these types of year-long plannings. I highly suggest it because your one-year target will then break into quarterly goals, which will then break into monthly goals, which will then break into weekly goals. And what is measured is what matters. So if you can measure the steps along the way of weekly successes, then you can celebrate those wins with your team and you can pivot when things aren't going the way that you expected them to go. So over the next 4 weeks, the team is going to be really digging into, all right, how are we executing over this next year? And what types of deals are we doing? How much capital are we going to deploy? And what kind of impact are we looking to make on the world in the next year, right? If we give a percentage of every deal through the company to our donor advised fund, what organizations are we looking to support? What impact are they having? What urgent needs do we not suspect is going to come up? And what does the cash flow look like from the corporate side? And then how does that relate to our giving side? So one thing I love about our business is that a couple of years ago, we stopped talking about income goals and we started talking about giving goals. And now we're talking about sustainable giving goals. How do we give in a sustainable manner so that the nonprofits that we support, we get to continue to support and add to it? So if you have $100,000 that you're going to give away and you give that $100,000 away, now you have to start from square one, right? Just like our transactional residential flip business, where we were flipping a property and then we'd make money and then we'd have to go get another property. Same thing with our donor advised fund. So now we're starting to think legacy. How are we creating a 100-year plan for the donor advised fund? How are we going to fund that even after we're all long gone, even after we decide to stop doing deals? So we don't expect that to happen for a very long time, but we do want to start getting in the planning phases of that. And you know, this is all was predicated on the fact that I wanted to do that in my family. How do I leave a legacy for my kids? How do I have a 100-year legacy plan for my family name, and what our impact is going to be on the world? And then, of course, that rolled right into the business and right into the donor advised fund. How are we going to continually fund the donor advised fund to fund these nonprofits, even when we don't have the next deal in the pipeline? So we're thinking through that. I hope you guys are thinking through that at the end of the year. The end of the year, I think, is a special time because there's always a reset kind of mindset, and you can look back and you can look forward and you can start to make some plans, and every day is anew as you start moving towards the end of the year. So anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. This is the Investing with Purpose podcast. Like, share, leave a review. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Investing with Purpose podcast. If you're finding value, can you please subscribe, leave us a review? And if you want to learn more, go to investingwithpurpose.org to learn more about our donor advised fund and the charities that we support around the world.